Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. College basketball season has begun, and nearly all of the major teams in the city have made their regular season debuts, with one key exception. The UW-Milwaukee Panthers women's basketball team opens its regular season tomorrow night at home against the University of Wisconsin. It'll be an immediate test for UWM, which went 9-20 last year, their first under Coach Kyle Recklitz. It'll also mark the first time Recklitz has coached the Panthers against the team that she once played for. We met up with Kyle Recklitz at her office in the Clatchy Pavilion. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be talking to you guys.
This is your second year coaching the Panthers. Last year was a challenging one from a one-loss perspective, but there were also some impressive accomplishments on the stat line. How do you think that season laid the groundwork for what you hope this year will look like?
Yeah, well, you know, my first year was all culture building, getting everything into place where, you know, whether it was the offensive system, the defensive system, how hard we were going to play, the conditioning. I mean, you can go, the list goes on and on and on, and our players have definitely heard it. You know, this year is a lot different. You know, our players know how we coach, they know our system. And we know them better, the mental challenges that come, you know, in and out of a daily, you know, practice. We know what to expect. And so it's been a much smoother ride the second time around. And I was very proud of the efforts that we put in. And I thought we got a lot accomplished last year. But I think we're going to even accomplish more this year.
There's no making the excuse that this is a transitional year anymore.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. We've got some really good players. They've worked really, really hard, and I have very high expectations for them on the court this year.
How difficult is it as a mid-major school to pull out of a challenging spiral before it becomes a spiral? The mid-majors that do have success, I would guess, have an easier time recruiting better and better talent, where a school that has had challenges in the past might be more challenged to recruit players. What does it take to make the case to a good young basketball player that this is where they want to play?
Yeah, you know, recruiting is the name of the game. I mean, you need players to win championships, and I think Green Bay has really shown that. They've gotten players that have fit their system. It doesn't always have to be the best player in the country. It's just a player that fits their system, which is something that we're really focused on here at Milwaukee. When we're selling, you know, Milwaukee basketball, we're not just selling, you know, our program. We're selling everything about it, the academics. We're selling Milwaukee as a city. And, you know, I feel really good about where we're at on the recruiting and the types of players that we're recruiting and as much the type of people. Character is really important to us. That's what we look at first. Is we want character players that work really, really hard and that also have some skill. We take a lot of time to work on, you know, our team chemistry and do a lot of team building and motivation. And it starts with our leadership. And I feel like we've got some great leaders this year. Two of our seniors are our captains, Angela Rodriguez and Kemi Chandler.
Well, and there are, I guess, four seniors total on the team. Is that enough?
Actually, there's three.
Okay.
Three seniors. So Emily DeCora is the other one that I didn't mention, and she's a shooter. And three is actually a perfect number. You know, I mean, we're still building. For as much as, you know, we do have some upperclassmen that have played significant minutes, we are relying on a lot of young players this year. But I have a lot of confidence in them. They've been working really hard.
This is the first year the program is under the leadership of a new athletic director as well. Amanda Braun joined the athletic department in recent months. Is there noticeable change at the team level when new administration takes over?
You know, I don't think our team notices as much as our staff notices it. We're here on the day-to-day operations working with Amanda, and she's been great for our athletic department. It really has been a blessing to have her on board with us. And I think anytime your, you know, female athletes can see a female in charge, really sets the standards of the things that they could accomplish in life, you know, outside of basketball. And so it has been great having her. And she's been very, very supportive of not just women's basketball, but all the sports here on campus.
Well, at the same time, she is a former basketball player as well, which does she bring something to the equation in terms of knowing what a program like yours needs?
Yeah, we've had many a talks about that. And I've also challenged her to some shooting contests as well, although she won't take me up on that. She says she's retired from those days. But it is a good – we do have a good laugh about that.
This is a Big Ten versus I don't even know what conference Siena is in, but and I won't quiz you on that. talk about your own development as a coach. You obviously played at a high level with the Badgers and served in a supporting role as a coach in several places. What is it like, though, to go into a team huddle for the first time and it is your huddle?
It's very different. You know, when I was an assistant, especially when I was an assistant at Dayton, I was the associate head coach, and the head coach let me do a lot of, calling offenses, drawing up last second plays. But when you have to make that final decision when you're the head coach, I mean, I always say to my assistants, suggestions are very easy. When you have to pick the right suggestion or make that final call, it's very, very different. And, I'm very thankful to have a great staff that helps me a ton, through that process. But, it is different, but I really enjoy it. I think that's one of the parts that I love about it is, that's what the game is. When you make good decisions and you make bad decisions, and it could change the outcome.
How do you go about deciding, you talk about culture building, and it is a culture building that presumably comes from your vision for this program. Where did that culture come from within you? How did you arrive at what you wanted this program to look like?
It all started with my college coach, Jane Albright at Wisconsin. She's just a family-based person, and that's what we center our program around, being a three-part person, a student, an athlete, and a person. A lot of times that gets left out. So we do a lot of community work. We're out in the community all the time and just really challenging them to be great people. And that's where our culture starts from. And then obviously the work ethic and everything, I've built that up from various programs that I've worked from that have been successful. So it's all about what does it take to get to that next level. And we want to win championships here. I mean, it's a big goal of ours. So we've got to get our team playing at that level.
But presumably you don't want to be in a position where, you're necessarily emulating somebody else in particular. You would like it at some point that somebody takes what they get from you and says, well, I'm gonna model my coaching style after Kyle's.
Oh, definitely. Coaching, I always say coaching is 50% of what you know and 50% of what you take from other people. And, I definitely want to have my own style. So I've taken bits and pieces from everywhere that I've been and really created it into who I am today.
I think there was at least one person when you were named to this job that said you were born to be a coach, or you've been preparing for this job for your whole life. What do you find, as having taken the job and been in it for more than a year now, what didn't you know that maybe you didn't even know you didn't know until you got this job?
Everybody looks at a Division I coach, head coach, and they think, wow, what an awesome job. You get to be on the court. You get to coach basketball. I would say about 80% of my job is non-coaching responsibilities, and I would say only about 20% is, and that's the part, it's going out and speaking in the public, and the stuff that I hadn't had as much practice at, is just getting out into the community and really meeting people and, sitting with donors and, preparing a budget, and how you're gonna attack that. And so that's all been very new to me, but also something that I really like because it's different, and so I really feel like I've spread my wings and learned a lot more.
Is it incumbent on you to I mean, it seems like a silly question now that I put it in these terms, but to build a winner just in terms of being able to go out to the community and say, come out and support this team?
It is important. I think we have a great product. And so it's easy for me to do because I believe in it. So, going out and speaking to somebody and talking about my team, I have a very high level of confidence in the work that they're putting in and the way that they've prepared themselves for the season. So it's very easy to go talk about. But it is something that you have to think about on a daily basis, is who can I reach today, and how can I get out in the community and let people know that we have a great product for people to see.
You said being a coach is 50% yourself and 50% all the other coaches you've had. What about from a player standpoint? When you bring out a new player, do you feel like you're also bringing on all of their former coaches, both good and bad?
Oh, absolutely. I always say our freshmen have, their eyes are big and wide right now. They're still learning everything. It's just like they're babies, that they've never touched a ball sometimes before because it is so new to them. And it's so much more detail oriented at the college level. High school, sometimes you have coaches, they'll put in some offense and some defense, but they don't have the practice time like we have. And so it gets a lot more, into the, nitty gritty, as I like to say, where you're just learning every little angle and piece of the game. But yeah, they definitely have their, from what their other coaches have taught them and stuff like that, they bring that to the table for sure.
You remember your first game as a college basketball player?
I do remember it. My first three I ever made too was a bank in from the corner, which is rare to do. It was not on purpose.
And who was it against?
It was actually an exhibition game, and we used to be able to play a former college player, so it was against them.
But you must see in your freshmen who are about to take the court really for the first time in a real game, we're going to play against the University of Wisconsin,
yes,
here, a little bit of need to get their nerves settled?
Yeah, you know, it's that's why we play a lot of games. We do a lot of games against our practice guys, games, you know, against exhibition or scrimmages, just to kind of get them warmed up before they step on the court. But there's always a little bit of nerves, and you know, that first game when they step on the court, I think there's nerves for our upperclassmen as well, just as much, because you know, you spend a lot of time working for 30 games. That's really, I mean, if you put it into perspective, I mean, we've been working since, you know, the beginning of the summer to get ready for the season, and now it's time to be ready to go.
Kyle Recklitz, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Kyle Recklitz is the head coach of the UW-Milwaukee women's basketball team. The Panthers open their 2013-2014 season tomorrow evening at home against the Wisconsin Badgers at the Clatchy Center. There is a link to much more from WUWM.com/Lake Effect.